from the birthplace of radio's greatest era. Now, from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Unlike anything else on radio today, it's a front row seat for great information with today's leading experts. Travel with a third generation travel icon, Linda Perillo. The Fox News Medical All-Stars featuring Dr. Mark Siegel, Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jeanette Nishwat, and the OG, Dr. Nicole Sapphire. Legal analysis from former prosecutor and court journalism superstar, Imran Ansari and Christine Nicholas. The quintessential heartbeat to New York hospitality. All joining legendary broadcast pro Kevin McCullough on a mission unlike any other, united to bring back New York. Now, live from Studio 111, here's Kevin McCullough.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough. Thank you for being here. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we've got a lot to get to. Dr. Mark Siegel is going to be with us on this edition, and we look forward to getting into some things that he's going to comment on specifically. The CDC has revised its COVID guidance, saying the five-day standalone period is no longer necessary. We'll get into some thoughts on that. Also, the WHO is predicting a new pandemic. What difference will that make? We'll get into all of this and more with Dr. Mark Siegel. We've talked a lot across the spectrum on all my shows, my daily news talk, the Radio Night Live, the weekend, That Kevin Show. We've talked a lot on all those platforms about the issue of the border and immigration. And we focused on things like fentanyl and crime and the polling that was out yesterday that showed that 73% of Democrats are saying now in polls that they're very dissatisfied with the what's happened at the border. 89% of Republicans feel that way. 73% of Democrats feel that way. Nationwide, 8 out of 10 people say that the border is just a hot mess and we've got to do something about it. We in New York feel that more acutely because we've lived with the consequence of this for as long as anybody has, and that's significant. But one of the areas that we don't often hear about and we haven't really touched on is what's going on by way of communicable disease with an open border. I've heard reports that there are dozens, not one, but dozens of diseases that have been more or less dormant or dead to Americans over the last number of years that aren't anymore. And that's a significant problem. They're coming through the border. They're coming through masses of people that are unchecked, unvaccinated, been exposed to a lot of different types of disease and virus and bacteria on their way here, and they're bringing that with them. And just as an example, a school district out of Florida is recording its sixth case of measles and what officials there are calling an official outbreak. This is officials at the Manatee Bay Elementary School in Weston confirmed a new case of measles on Tuesday, just days after the Florida Department of Health said a third grade student at the school was the first to test positive for the infection on Friday. So you've got Friday, then Tuesday, more kids being diagnosed with this. John Sullivan, Chief Communications and Legislative Affairs Officer for the Broward County Public Schools, said the new case brought the total number of confirmed cases in those schools to 6. And he says, we expect to receive further guidance from the Florida Department of Health tomorrow, and we'll continue to keep the school and its families updated with the latest. Well, I would hope they would. That's what you should do. He did not provide the grade, age, sex, or race, ethnicity of the infected students. And this is something bothers me as a dad. The schools that my kids have been part of, not often, but almost once a year, I guess, one of the schools will report a student that has lice or some other communicable disease that they haven't dealt with, and they won't tell you anything about it. They'll say it was at this campus, but they won't say what grade, what class, anything. They're so concerned about HIPAA and trying to make sure that nobody gets outed for bad health that they won't put at ease the massive number of parents that need that. It's kind of frustrating. In Florida, the district is maintaining close coordination with the health department to address the measles outbreak. Over the weekend, the district took further preventative measures by conducting a deep cleaning of the school and replacing all of its air filters. Friday's first reported patient did not have a history of travel. It's not immediately clear how the infection got to the school, per the Department of Health. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as of February 15th, there have been a total of 20 measles cases in 11 states. Arizona, California, New Jersey, New York, just some of them. Measles has also made a resurgence across the Atlantic as UK health officials urged millions of patients in January to book their children for missed measles, mumps, and rubella shots after they witnessed a sharp increase in the number of cases. Over 200 confirmed measles cases in England right now, and most cases were in children under 10 years old. Now, this is significant on a couple of different levels because, again, this is a disease that we've not faced in a while. It's been considered dead or at best dormant because we have the vaccines that do a good job of keeping people from getting it. Actual vaccines, by the way, not things like the mRNA shots that we were given during COVID. That wouldn't prevent you from getting COVID. Those shots were designed by the best medical understanding that I have to limit symptoms in the event that you did get it. And even though Rachel Maddow and others told us night after night after night, you literally won't get the virus if you get the shot. That's not true. Lots of people got the virus, got the COVID virus, even after having been given the shot. In fact, I think, and I'd have to check with Marty McCary about this, but I think that the best group of people in terms of response to the COVID virus were ones that got the virus and recovered, the natural immunity. I still think that group of people fared better than anyone that got the shot, etc. But you understand the frustration here. We're having trouble with a border that is porous from a national security standpoint, from the use of fentanyl standpoint, from the crime in our city standpoint, you know, the dangerous gangs, the fentanyl, the unquestionably dangerous practice of just importing thousands and millions of military-aged men that we don't know where they are from or who they are or why they're here. That's unquestionably one of the most dangerous things. But now throw a curveball on top of all of that into the ongoing development of the resurgence of disease that we thought we didn't have to deal with anymore. Friends, it's really important that somebody in government do something about the border. Mayor Adams has been saying it. Republicans have been saying it. Democrats are now saying it, 3 out of 4. It's time. And I don't really care if the president doesn't want to hear it. Everybody in the country believes that it's time. And I don't want to lose kids to illnesses that we don't need to lose them to, or to fentanyl deaths that we don't need to lose them to because of carelessness. It's just not right. It's not fair. So anyway, it's Wellness Wednesday. Stay with us. Dr. Mark Siegel's coming up next.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Also, always glad to have Mike Connors pay a visit with us here in the midweek. And Mike, this week's question comes from Ken from Middle Village. He says, my parents named a distant relative as executor of their will over 30 years ago and no longer have a relationship with that person. Is there anything that they can do to change that? Mike Connors.
Well, the answer to that is very simple. They can do a new will and name a new executor. And in fact, that's one of the things people should keep in mind. Some of the problems we have are people do wills 30 years ago and they don't update them. And of course, over 30 years, things can change where, you know, it could be out of date. You have a 10-year-old son 30 years ago. Now he's 40. Maybe your 40-year-old son should be the executor, not your brother or sister, and so forth and so on. And of course, tax laws change dramatically too. So sometimes you may have had a simple will 30 years ago when you didn't have any assets. And now, 30 years later, you've accumulated assets, and maybe we need to do some tax planning. You shouldn't have a will sitting around 30 years. You should take a look at it, you know, every few years or so. Make sure it fits.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good piece of advice. And for those of you that have not ever heard of Connors and Sullivan, they are the number one end-of-life law firm in the tri-state area. In fact, elder care, estate plan, all this stuff, there's no one better at it than Connors and Sullivan. And they do frequent free seminars throughout the area, but they've also got a great staff. And I encourage you to call the office and set up an appointment. 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500 is the number. Ask Mike Connors at gmail.com. If you want him to answer one of your real life questions, ask Mike Connors at gmail.com. And they'll be listening not only with me here during the week, but also on his own broadcasts Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. And Sunday mornings starting at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Mike Connors, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas explains the significance of church.
We have to wake up those who call themselves Christians to understand how vital it is that we get in the fight. If the church doesn't understand its job, its role, to speak out against evil, to stand against evil, to fight against evil, if they just say, oh no, we're just doing church, we're just preaching the gospel, if you don't get the role of the church, evil wins.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer. Our hosts tell it like it is. No safe spaces here. AM 970, The Answer.
Of all the boys, boys, boys.
And now,
boys,
from boys, New York, boys, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin boys, McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us back on the Wednesday Wellness edition of the broadcast. And this time of year is always a very difficult year, difficult time of year for me. When I was 17, just in high school, 1987, my mother passed away just before the Christmas holidays, December 7th, 1987. And there was this kind of pall that just got kind of cast on all of my Decembers following that. But I had to look back and say, you know what? There were times after she was diagnosed with her cancer, that we had a few more Christmases together and a few more holidays together. And I cherished those, even though it is something that I look back and remember on. And I was thinking, you know, here in the beginning of the new year, in the cold months, when some people may have just received the news for the first time that they are going to be dealing with cancer, either in their own person or somebody in their close family, I thought, why not bring some hope to their life? One of the places my mom found hope, and in fact, I believe had her life extended significantly. She was diagnosed with about 4 to 6 months to live when she was first diagnosed, and she ended up living nearly 4 years longer than that. And I think a lot of it had to do with the work of my next guest, Dr. Francisco Contreras, and his father, and the work of the Oasis of Hope in Tijuana, Mexico, which is where she was able to end up getting to. Dr. Francisco Contreras, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to see you, and I hope you're having a happy new year thus far.
Well, happy new year to you too and to your audience. Thank you very much for having me.
I want to start with the beginning of the process, Doctor. I've talked to a lot of oncologists, and the hardest, I think, part of that job is breaking the initial news to someone. And I'm just curious, if someone did receive this news, maybe just going into the holidays, or maybe this was the first holidays where all of the family were together and they had the news together that they were going to deal with this. A few years ago, cancer was kind of like a death sentence, but does it have to be that way now? And what are your thoughts about people who have been just diagnosed, just received the word, just hearing the news recently? What are some of your kind of best practices and how you tell people to think about their diagnosis and what comes next?
Well, precisely that cancer is not a death sentence, that there are many things that people can do to survive, to control cancer, and even to get rid of it. And thank God, you know, the new research is showing that promising things are in the horizon, and true promising things, because I don't know if your audience knows this, but in 1972, the government of the United States of America declared war against cancer, and they claimed that in 10 years they would find the cure. And here we are 50 some years later, and still no cure, and millions of people dying of cancer. And that's why the gloom and doom. But I believe that it was a philosophical problem, not necessarily a technical problem. There is, you know, there's a lot of brains behind this. There's a lot of money behind this. There's a lot of committed people researching cancer. But the philosophy was to destroy tumors. And in the process of destroying tumors, people were dying because the treatments were so aggressive. And so at the Oasis of Hope, 60 years ago, we began with the premise that it was much better to provide resources to the patients for them to heal themselves, meaning we would work for their immune system. And thank God now, conventional medicine is now finally going in that direction, and many new immunotherapies are being developed that are providing patients with much better results and with much better quality of life. So there is definitely a hope for all of those patients that have now cancer, that have been just diagnosed. There's tremendous hope, and I hope that you are able to share this news in this new year to your audience, because they have a lot to deal, a lot of tools and new therapies to deal with cancer in a much better way.
Many more so, for sure, than my mom did in 1987. Let's talk about this for a second. In fact, you just mentioned the kind of divide between immunotherapy and nutrition and kind of holistic health and the medical world. And last week I had a doctor on this particular night of broadcast, and I mentioned the kind of divide between the natural medicine and the longtime, you know, kind of history of some of that up against the medical world. And I made some reference about, you know, they don't get along with each other. And she as a medical doctor stopped me and she said, no. She said the medical doctors have declared war on the natural medicine for a long, long time. But she said that's changing. And she's about the seventh or eighth, I would say, MD or a physician that has said that to me in the last couple of years. And I feel really good about that, because what you just hit on, I think, is so vital, because the body works both with its own immune capabilities and with the kind of chemical nutrition kind of stuff that we've figured out can help it as well. Do you think that that divide is kind of coming to an end, that we're not going to have this kind of push and pull between nutrition and medicine anymore?
I think that it is. When I deal with oncologists my age, they're completely closed. But the younger generation is much more open because they're frustrated of all the research and everything that has happened, and you know, more people die of cancer every year instead of the other way around. So yes, the younger generation is a lot more open to nutrition, to, you know, the emotional and spiritual aspects of a terminal, quote unquote, disease. So yes, I feel hopeful that in the near future, we'll be able to be more integrated as we have worked, you know.
Right. Well, and I want to say the Oasis of Hope is kind of an example of that integration, because you don't decline traditional medical options, and you also bring to the table the new therapies, the immunotherapies, the nutritional aspects of this as well. And then you also have that emotional, spiritual side that you add to it as well. Just real quickly before this first break, Dr. Contreras, what did we learn about? Just give me one thing that we discovered about cancer in 23 that we didn't know before last year.
There's a number of mutations that provoke the production of certain proteins that benefit cancer that we can target and destroy, and that will benefit the patient by not allowing the cancer to grow and proliferate.
That is incredible. When we come back from this first break, I want to delve a little more into this. We're talking to Dr. Francisco Contreras of the Oasis of Hope, oasisofhope.com on the internet, if you would like to know more. A genuine place where my mom found great help in her time of cancer, and that was 40 years ago. So it's been a wonderful place in our life, in our family, and I strongly recommend it as well. Coming right back, it's Wellness Wednesday. Stay here.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. A dizzying volley of courtroom maneuvers over a Texas law that would allow the state to arrest and deport people who enter the U.S. illegally is sowing confusion at the nation's border with Mexico. Sheriffs, police chiefs, and migrants are all waiting for direction. Texas faced skeptical questioning Wednesday during a hearing before a three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals that ended without a ruling. The Biden administration has announced new automobile emissions standards that officials call the most ambitious plan ever to cut planet warming emissions from passenger vehicles. The new rules relax initial tailpipe limits proposed last year, but eventually reach nearly the same strict standards set out by the Environmental Protection Agency. On Wall Street, the Dow by 401 points. This is SRN News.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join me on a cruise to Alaska over 4th of July. It will be an adventure of a lifetime. Book your cabin today. Call 855-565-5519 or online. Just go to PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Want to listen to AM 970 The Answer on the go? There's an app for that. Download our free smartphone app so you can listen to all your favorite shows, keep up with us on social media, enter contests, win prizes, and even interact with our hosts, all in one place. Just search AM 970 The Answer in the iPhone App Store or the Google Play Store for the Android. Again, search AM 970 The Answer and download our smartphone app today. That way, you can take us wherever you go.
AM 970, The Answer, doesn't have to stop when you turn off your radio. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram. Download the app. Just search AM 970, The Answer. Take us with you wherever you go.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
This is Dennis Prager. I am excited to announce the all-new Pragertopia Plus. You can listen to my show whenever it's convenient for you, all commercial-free and all on demand. Now with Prager Plus, search topics, guests, and segments all the way back to 2010. And now a truly exciting new benefit, my monthly online video get-together for Pragertopia Plus members only. This is where for an hour each month, Pragertopia Plus members get an exclusive chance to ask me anything. That's right, anything. It's on video. I'll be talking to you and answering your questions. We may even have a special guest every now and then. I've never done this. Submit your questions for me at Pragertopia.com. This is only available to Pragertopia Plus members. This is our chance to connect like never before. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
My name is Imran Ansari, and I lead the Civil Litigation Division of Idala, Bertuna & Kamens, the preeminent New York litigation law firm. The tires screech, the impact is felt. Boom. You've just been in a car accident. It's a scary situation that none of us want to experience. But if you have been injured in a car accident, then you may be entitled to significant monetary compensation for your injuries. It's important you speak to an attorney right away to make sure your rights are protected. Myself and our team of experienced trial attorneys will never settle for less than what you deserve. We are always ready to go to court to fight for you and seek justice. So if you or a loved one have been injured in an accident, don't delay. Call Idala, Bertuna & Kamen at 212-486-0011. That's 212-486-0011. Or visit us on the web at idalalaw.com. Idalalaw.com. Idala, Bertuna, and Kamens. Fighting for justice, fighting for you.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
And we're back taking a look at health on a Wellness Wednesday, and thankful to have with us Dr. Francisco Contreras, who is the founder's son of the Oasis of Hope, and he is now the chief bottle washer, I guess. You're in charge of all of it, Dr. Contreras. They say if you're the one sweeping the floor or turning out the lights at night, then you're the one that's in charge. And I know that as a family, because you didn't treat my mom, your dad did, but as a family, you guys really take the legacy of what you've developed here very seriously. For people that are just new to are listening to us tonight, just give us the nutshell kind of story of how Oasis of Hope came about.
Well, my father was a very renowned and conventional orthodox oncologist that was frustrated with the results. And he came to the conclusion that the main reason was that doctors were not taking into account the emotional and spiritual needs of patients. That was the first thing that he wanted to change. And so he had to separate himself from the orthodox oncology and started providing patients with emotional and spiritual support. Thereafter, he was open to alternatives and started working with Laetrile in the 60s. And the results were just amazing. And he became very infamous because the United States of America was completely against Laetrile. And they thought that it was, you know, poison because the active ingredient is cyanide and it kills tumors by cyanide poisoning. So they were very afraid of that, but results showed that it was very effective. Mm-hmm. And so he was then able to combine or marry the conventional side that he knew very well with the alternative, and then with the emotional spiritual support. And he was the one that coined the word holistic medicine. And so that's the background of how Oasis started. And of course, we have evolved in therapies and in our approach to cancer, and we have been very successful in helping many, many patients survive cancer, live with cancer, and also to die with dignity. Because therapies, conventional against cancer, can be very devastating, especially with chemotherapy.
Yeah. But just as a word of encouragement, you guys started with a very small operation, and now you service what, 300 beds at your current facility. How did that growth change?
Well, we've grown. The hospital is quite large, but we have many services here. In oncology, we have about 60 beds, which okay. is a large facility for an oncological center, right? In Mexico, with not many resources.
Yeah, well, that's important to note. Well, part of the reason that I know that my mom sought you guys out was because of the spiritual side of it. There's a distinctly Christian aspect of your treatment. And as I've talked with many people, Dr. Douglas Howard of Balance of Nature and others, there does seem to be a very forgotten piece of medicine that is that we are spiritual beings, and that how important is it that people understand that aspect of themselves when they're dealing with any disease?
Well, there are many studies that show that your emotional responses depend on your spiritual fortitude. And that is very important to us. There's no question that emotions, positive or negative or functional or dysfunctional, will impact the way your immune system works. So when you have functional responses, emotional functional responses, what I mean by this is that you have the fortitude to say, you know, this is what is happening to me. I'm going to do the best that I can, and now I'm going to rely on God, and I'm going to enjoy the day. That's when patients are able to free themselves from this hook of cancer, of death. The results are so much better. Again, there are many studies that show that positive patients respond better than negative patients, and so on and so forth. So for us, that is very important. But the main reason why people would have functional emotional responses to very negative information is their spiritual fortitude. And that's why we provide those resources to our patients. Yeah. And this will work for them much, much better. And, people that have good immune systems that work 100%, they will not develop cancer. That's why we know, you know, the old lady neighbor that drank, that smoked, that only ate junk food, and she's 90 and enjoying health and no cancer whatsoever. It's because her immune system, she was just born with an incredible immune system. But most of us are born with not as good as immune system, but we can take care of it and we can improve it.
Yeah.
And that improves the chances of survival.
So this is just, friends, just a little sample of the type of stuff that you get at Oasis of Hope. Go online, oasisofhope.com, and check it out. When we come back, I want to ask Dr. Contreras about the big changes. Every month, every week, it seems like there's new news about what's going on in cancer. And of course, Oasis of Hope knows both the medical and the immunotherapy side. And we'll get into some of the biggest developments of last year when we continue. Stay here.
We're all facing aches and pains of life, right? But what about real physical pain? I love telling you every single day about Relief Factor, the daily supplement that helps your body fight back against pain. 100% drug-free, Relief Factor was developed by doctors searching for a better alternative for pain. I've been to their headquarters out in the Pacific Northwest. These are wonderful people. They have a commitment to getting you out of neck pain, leg pain, hip pain, back pain. They use a unique formula of natural ingredients, and unlike pills that mask the pain for short periods of time, Relief Factor helps support your body's natural response to inflammation. Over a million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit. Nearly 70% of people go on to order it again. It's just $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Visit ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. There is no better gift for yourself or a loved one than feeling good again. The Relief Factor way.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this six-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow six-pack towel sets.
The only station in New York that doesn't hold back. AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Eric Metaxas explains the significance of church.
We have to wake up those who call themselves Christians to understand how vital it is that we get in the fight. If the church doesn't understand its job, its role, to speak out against evil, to stand against evil, to fight against evil, if they just say, oh, no, we're just doing church, we're just preaching the gospel. If you don't get the role of the church, evil wins.
The Eric Metaxas Show, weeknights at 11 on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been watching it on TV, and then my son has my husband, and I guess he just called up and surprised me. He had ordered it, and I didn't expect it for me to notice it until right away. I kind of shocked my husband when I told him. I've been taking it like a little over a week. I'm taking it, and then I can already notice the difference. I do feel very good. I can't even put it into words. I feel really good every day. I don't wake up grouchy. I'd love everybody to take it. I think it's wonderful.
Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order, plus $10 off any additional sets. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Weekday afternoons at 3 and evenings at 10 on AM 970. The Answer. And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Well, it's Wednesday. So glad to have you back. It's Kevin McCullough. And, you know, when we do these informationally focused segments and shows, the goal is very simple. The reason that we do all of this is that we are trying to help you take back control of your life in your time frame to say, I have a greater sovereignty over who I am, over my decisions, over the choices I have to make, et cetera, et cetera. And I did not pay attention. Dr. Purdy, you're being very kind, but I did not pay attention to the inner health of who I was for a very long time. When I was young, I ate how I wanted to eat, and I didn't care what it was. Now, fortunately, I was not like a super junk food addicted person. I didn't have, you know, candy bars and Coke and stuff like my. That was kind of my mom, how she would say she was when she was growing up. And I think on some level, she came by that a little bit, honestly, from the genes, because her dad was type 2 diabetic, and there were just the diet has always been something. But for some reason, I've been able to be more disciplined in how I go about doing what I do. So when I say to Dr. Purdy, look, you're helping us learn, that's as much for me as it is for anybody else. And I want those of you listening every single week to understand that. I am grateful for the expertise of people like Laura Purdy, who give up their time to be with us and to help us understand all of this. Now, when we went to break, Dr. Purdy, you're helping us understand in a remarkably important fashion that listening to the inner parts of who we are, specifically our gut, does matter. I want you to pick up on where we were before we went to break.
And so we're at this phase in the development of ourselves as a medical society where we're starting to be more open-minded about the things that we really haven't known much about historically, and gut health is one of them. We don't know as much as we wish we did yet. And I think the functional medicine doctors, the people who are really understanding how the body works and how we can work with how the body works to help people optimize their wellness, I think that is the field of medicine that's really heading in the right direction, whereas traditional medicine tends to want to just give a prescription every time there's a symptom. And as we're learning, that's not always the right answer. But you're right, gut health is starting to really be seen to be tied to a wide range of medical conditions in all of the body systems.
When we're talking about the connection to disease specifically, what major chronic or life-threatening disease is gut health connected to?
Well, that's a good question. And the answer is a lot. So you can think about the typical things, right? So you think about
cancer, heart disease, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, but there's even more. So obesity, type 2 diabetes, even allergies. When you think about allergies, there is some emerging research that is starting to look at the correlation, right? Because we don't know a lot about the cause yet, but the correlation. And we do see correlations between people who have dysfunctional gut health and some of these chronic diseases like cancer, heart attack, heart disease, stroke, and even other things like hormone imbalances, difficult times with menopause, allergies, skin allergies. But it's the why that we don't know yet, the why. The what is pretty impressive when we start to look at the correlations to say, wow, people who have these problems with their gut health are also predisposed to these mental health conditions or cardiovascular conditions. But what to do about it and why it's related, I think that's what we're going to learn a lot about in the coming years.
How do I know if I'm an amateur, if my gut is healthy? And what are one or two things, just because we're nearly out of time, what are one or two things that someone can do to start taking steps to improve their gut health?
Oof. Well, the frequency and quality and consistency of your bowel movements is definitely the biggest red flag. So you should be easily going every day. If it's more or less than that, or you have problems with your consistency or texture, that's a good sign. However, there can be some other symptoms too that are a little more vague, like fatigue, you're right, difficulty concentrating, trouble focusing, feeling a little bit bloated or just uneasy, problems with your appetite. And those are less obvious, but there are some tests that are available these days. They're actually called gut microbiomes, and these can be at-home tests, or sometimes you can get them in office. Actually, we actually order them. We can order them through our online clinic. I didn't even think about that, but we do. We do. We have an ability to order these things. And you can actually have a profile or an assay that's compared to what would be considered like a standard or a common or a healthy. And you can see what is populating your gut. Are you off balance or too far in one direction, high or low, of something that we would expect to normally be there? And then you can do things like probiotics or adjustments in your diet to help bring those things back into balance.
So real quickly, if I don't know anything about my gut, but I'm just taking it seriously and I want to turn to a healthier way of dealing with it, dietary, probably the first and foremost important item.
Absolutely. Dietary, making sure that you're eating a wide variety of foods. I think I'm definitely not.
Lots of Granny Smith apples on that list.
Exactly. I'm not an all or nothing person. I'll never tell you never eat processed foods, but you should be eating a wide variety of foods. And the more plants, the more foods that come from the earth, that's going to be better for your gut than digesting a bunch of chemicals, right? And then secondarily, even taking something like probiotics or eating foods that have probiotics in them, such as yogurt or kimchi, that's designed to put those good bacteria back in your gut and keep that population where it needs to be.
Kombucha, here I come. All right, Dr. Purdy, thank you for your time. Always appreciate it. We look forward to having you back. If they want to get more information about Swell, where do they go?
Well, you can find us online. Actually, Instagram is great, at America's Favorite Doctor. We just launched our brand new Swell Instagram as well. If it's up today, you can get that link from my profile as well. And we also are online at www.drlaurapurdy.com. And that also links to our website.
Very good. Dr. Purdy, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kevin.
Kevin McCullough, it's Wellness Wednesday. Stay with us.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at patriotsalaskacruise.com.
Ion Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions from California to across the Atlantic in London.
It's actually gateshead, a little bit away from London. I've been a huge fan of yours for many a year.
Dottie Herman and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call 866-970-9622 with your question Saturday morning at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
As a local business owner, you get called every week by marketing companies. We get it. We have hundreds of satisfied customers. Here's what a satisfied client recently said.
Open enrollment is going great. We're hitting record numbers. Thank you so much for this report. It really is amazing to see how the marketing is really shaping our enrollment around the city.
If you're a local business and ready for the next step, Google Salem Surround New York right now. Our experts are ready to help you take your marketing to the next level. Google Salem Surround New York today.
Relief Factor, it's real. It works. It is liberating over a million Americans right now, me included. But it's not just me. It's people like Kent from Arkansas. Listen for a moment to Kent's story. I have been taking Relief Factor for about 3 months, and I'm amazed at how much my pain has decreased in rainy weather. I would be in ridiculous pain and just wanting to crawl in bed and cry. At this writing, it has been raining all day, and I feel just fine. Before Relief Factor, I never had a day when something didn't hurt. Now, most days, I have a great quality of life. Thanks, Relief Factor. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com for just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Kent, and over a million of your fellow Americans. Call today, 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-473-5433, or just go to relieffactor.com.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
Brandon Tatum is next on AM970, The Answer. Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
All right, friends, final few minutes on this Wellness Wednesday. I don't know how well it is for us as a country. You know, it's the election cycle, so I'm doing a little more politics these days than I normally would be doing. But, and I don't know, I don't think it probably had anything to do with the outcome of Super Tuesday, because people were going to the polls voting while this story broke. But I did want to respond to it officially. It was revealed yesterday by multiple news sources that the White House has had flown 320,000 illegal immigrants into the country for the reasons that they might have difficulty entering through the points of entry on the border. Now, I don't even know fully how to interpret that.
The laws are that you shouldn't come here unless you have a legitimate claim to come here. And if you're coming as a visitor to tour, you can come and tour and you bring your passport and you have your visa and you stay for the amount of time and then you go back. If you're here on a work assignment, you bring your work visa with you, and when it's over, it's time to go back, and your job relocates you back to where you go. That's great. Legal immigration, that's done through an orderly process. But people who are just randomly coming here, claiming asylum with likely seldom a legitimate need for it, because it's something like 9.5 out of every 10 asylum claims are rejected because they're bogus. People are coming here because they just want to come, and they just think that if they just want to come, that that's all there is to it. It's a lot more involved than that. We want you to become an American, but we want you to become an American through the auspices of the laws that we've said this is how you become an American by. But not with this administration. They've already let in 9 million people that have been apprehended at the border. There's another million that have gotten away. And for people that they really thought still wouldn't make it through the process of getting in here illegally, they have flown charter flights, airlifts, if you will, for people to come in. And I think of that in contrast to the people that we left behind in Afghanistan, Americans and those who helped Americans in our war against terrorism. Breaks my heart, friend. Not a super sign of wellness in our country, you could certainly say. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. I am so grateful to have you here. Thank you for joining me. And if you missed out on any part of it, thatkevinshow.com, all the podcasts, all the TV shows, all the radio shows, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com, thatkevinshow.com. We'll see you next time. Have a chance with you.